Welcome to Case in Point, produced by the University of Pennsylvania Carey Law School. My name is Matt Merrin, Multimedia Coordinator from the Communications Department. Today, we're joined by JD Class of 2020 member Jeremiah Ote to discuss his independently produced podcast, Penn Law Perspectives, aka Carey Conversations, which is a series of intimate interviews with law students as they live through the coronavirus pandemic. Jeremiah, thank you for joining us. Could you start by maybe talking a little bit about what is Penn Law Perspectives or Carey Conversations?
Simply put, it's a podcast for Penn Law students to voice how the pandemic has impacted their law school experience and personal experiences. I started it about a month ago, and I just wanted to capture this moment for Penn Law students. So that's what the podcast is about. I wanted to hear from my classmates to see what they were up to. I thought a podcast would be the best way to accomplish this. I love podcasts. I'm a strong believer in the power of conversations, capturing moments and time. So I thought, why not provide or create and curate an audio community space for people to be able to have conversations and voice their opinion on what their initial reaction was to the school shutting down, thus transitioning to 100% remote learning. And I thought I could do that by having a fluid, open, natural conversation, but centering it around three questions. Those three questions are, what was your initial reaction to getting the news over spring break that we would be extending spring break and then going to 100% remote virtual learning? The second question is, what were your plans after graduation? Up to this point, I've only interviewed 3Ls. We do have an interview with a 2L and a 1L coming up. So I'll adjust this question a little bit, but what were your plans before the pandemic hit and the school shut down, and how have you adjusted those plans over the past month? And then the final question is, what is one beneficial aspect of having to shelter in place? What is something that you've found to be beneficial from this experience? And I think those three questions kind of get to the core of how somebody is responding generally to this situation and how they've tried their best to adapt to this new normal. So I started it because I wanted to have those types of conversations with people around me. And we're having them naturally too with the folks around us. I feel like every single conversation kind of has the same theme and flow to it. Like, we just caught up generally early on. And I think that those conversations might as well just be recorded and put out there for other people to join in on them.
So what are you kind of finding with Penn Law students? Any observation that you've had in your conversations that kind of shows a overarching theme?
I think for the 3Ls specifically, I think there's a little bit of disappointment that a lot of the plans that we had to commemorate this time at the law school can't be fulfilled. But I think right after that feeling of disappointment, there's feelings of excitement, there's feelings of resolve, and all of those center around what people are doing instead. So, for example, a lot of folks are quarantining back home with their parents and getting an opportunity to spend time with their parents that they wouldn't have otherwise. They're getting an opportunity to, you know, spend time in close quarters with friends and learn new skills. Whether it be cooking or finding ways to cope with anxiety through meditation, or finding ways to test themselves personally to see how true they are to their desires and goals to stay fit. So working out in their apartment, their studio apartment in New York, Alexander's example. So I think that people are balancing this experience with finding ways to just, you know, overcome some of the challenges that we all have right now. I think also definitely a common theme is people feeling very blessed and a lot of gratitude that we're in a great situation. I mean, as Penn Law students, a majority of us, I know there's different experiences and people have different needs, but the majority of us are safe. We have shelter, we have food. So we're very, very, very blessed. So there's definitely a theme of gratitude as it relates to that. And even though there's uncertainty as it relates to jobs, I think people are coming to grips with that, and they're sort of dealing with that on their own terms. But we also know that we're in a good position as it relates to graduating from a great, great law school to be able to enter the job market enter the job market, whatever that's appropriate. So I think that there's a theme of gratitude. I think there's a theme of adaptability. And I think there's a theme of hope and like, let's get through this.
What are you hoping that your listeners walk away with?
I want them to walk away with a feeling of being a part of a conversation, that they were joining a conversation. I want them to empathize with the conversation. But most importantly, I think I want them to learn something new about the interviewee. And maybe in some cases learn something new about me. At the end of the day, I know it's a podcast, so people are listening to it, but for me, it's just a conversation. Natural conversations for me are the best way to get to know somebody. So I want them to walk away learning something new about Alexander, Gabriella, Roland, myself, and the next guest that I have on.
And are there any interesting stories that stand out from what you've recorded so far?
Yeah, definitely. I would say please go listen, because I want those people to share those interesting stories. But for me, the most interesting stories are always the ones that are personal, the vulnerable stories, because that means that the person that I'm talking to is comfortable, and they feel satisfied and they feel like it's a safe space to be able to share those personal stories. So I'll give some highlights. Alexander, in one episode, a student talked about being in a new relationship and quarantining with his partner. In another episode, a student talked about how she is dealing with loan debt and seeking financial advice for the first time, having graduated from a private institution. And now graduating from Penn Law and sort of staring down the barrel of a lot of student debt. So I really enjoyed that conversation as somebody that empathizes with that. And then the last conversation, a student talked about how, his parents' profession as actors led him to want to become, go to law school and become an attorney because he wanted certainty in his career. Because he saw his parents have a lot of uncertainty, and now we're dealing with a lot of uncertainty, as attorneys. So he learned a lesson. He's learning a lesson right now that, regardless of what you decide to do in your career, there's always going to be uncertainty. So I love those personal stories where I get to learn something about somebody else because they're being vulnerable, open with me, and they feel safe to speak about that.
Is there any particular message that you'd like to send to your classmates given the circumstances?
Definitely. I would say share how this experience has been for you. Share it in whatever way you feel comfortable. I'd love to have anyone on the podcast with me. I'm definitely not done forging relationships and continuing to build, upon friendships that I have at Penn. So I'm down to have a conversation with you if you want to share your perspective on the podcast. But I think we're a resilient class, we have to experience this together. So let's try to rely on each other and share advice and guidance and have Zoom chats with glasses of wine. So that's my advice. That's my message to my classmates.
Fair enough. And what advice do you want to leave for rising 2 and 3 L's as you kind of approach the end of the semester and your law school career?
Yeah. Wow. That's I feel as if I'm not fit to give, substantial advice. And who knows what next year is going to look like for students, but, I would say, so this isn't the first podcast that I've done. I have another podcast, and it's a similar premise. It's about capturing moments in people's life through audio. But it's the group of people are, it's not bound to just Penn Law students. And I started that before I got to law school, at least the idea of it before I got to law school and the ideation, and then iterated on it and ended up launching it while I was a 1L with one of my friends from California. And that's been an exciting project and sort of a passion project to work on during law school. And I know there's so many talented people in law school. It's just an intense academic experience, so you don't get to see a lot of people's talents often enough. My encouragement and my words to 2Ls and 3Ls would be to be creative, you know, do something, find what you're passionate about or discover what you're passionate about and infuse it into the law school experience. Don't keep it separate. Let people know, share it, do it, collaborate with people. Because like we're seeing through this, I mean, the Penn Law doors can shut down like this and, you know, bar facilities and the ABA and the Supreme Court can make decisions about the bar exam like that. And our firms can say that our start dates are going to get pushed back. But what do you have specifically and individually that you're passionate about that is not sort of beholden to Penn Law or the bar exam or a law firm that you can, you know, pick up and do when you're by yourself at your apartment? So I would say sort of, you know, pursue those passions. Be creative. You can do it in law school, or whatever that creativity is, and share it with your classmates, because I think you'd be surprised how people respond and rally around, you know, your passions and what you decide to do creatively.
Great. And one final question. This is an independently produced podcast without administrative support. Like you said, this is your own creative endeavor, an extension of yourself and your personality. What can administration and faculty learn from these conversations?
We still feel very connected to the Penn Law community. We still are. This is sort of showing us that even though we're not walking in the doors every single day, we can still feel connected to our classmates. We can still rely on the administration to answer any of our questions. We can still, you know, be a part of the media and communications outlets in the university. So I think what that should signal to the administration is that, you know, even when students graduate and even when the 3Ls graduate here in a few weeks, we're still going to have, you know, opinions and demands and desires to, you know, rely on the school for certain, you know, support and advice and guidance, and that shouldn't stop. I know that there's a new class coming in and we're graduating, but our perspective and our opinions and how we've sort of dealt with this new transition, this new normal for the first time, that should be respected and understood and heard from as many people as possible who want to voice it. So I would encourage them to listen to these conversations, I guess, listen to Penn Law Perspectives, not because it's a podcast that I started, but because maybe you'll hear something from students that they wouldn't have expressed to you personally, or have expressed to an administrator. That they feel comfortable expressing with to one of their classmates. So check it out. Be open. Take it as, you know, take it from the perspective of Alexander Dawson, who is the BALSA president and a reputable leader of the Penn Law community. Take it from the perspective of Gabriella Rivita, who is the editor-in-chief of the Penn Law Review. Take it from the perspective of Roland Templeman, a 3L. He has a really interesting perspective and being from the background that he's from and why he decided to come to law school. So consider us, you know, students, consider us future Penn Law alums with opinions that need to be validated.
Fantastic. And is there anything that you'd like to add before I let you go?
No, man, I appreciate this conversation. I think I would definitely just double down on the fact that there's a lot of people in the law school. I'm sure there's so many other students who have podcasts, right? There's so many other students who are creative and do creative things. I don't even think that this is a very creative project. I know Alexander, for example, was an artist. Like he can put a song together and it'll blow you away. So I think that I want to be a space where I can highlight that, but I would say for law students, like just do it. Law school is great. It's challenging. It can consume your life. often, but there's other ways to find fulfillment, and you have the time to do so, especially as students, before we start working. So just do it.